T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, Michigan residents will have to wait some time before enjoying the casinos and the gym. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants students to get ready, though, to get back to school in the fall. WWJ's John Hewitt joining us live and local with that story. John.
Yeah, Jackie, that's because we will not, as an entire state, be moving into Phase 5 by the 4th of July on the My Safe Start plan, as the governor had hoped. She said for now that's off the table. But she did put out the return to school roadmap, and some of the requirements outlined will depend on what phase the state is in come September. Specifically, if the state remains in Phase 4, where the majority of the Lower Peninsula remains now, the requirements will be stringent.
Facial coverings are worn by staff at all times except for meals. Facial coverings are worn pre-K to 12 students, staff, and bus drivers during transportation when they've congregated. Facial coverings are worn in hallways and common areas by pre-K to 12 students in the building, so as they're transitioning, and that they are worn all day in classrooms by staff and students 6th to 12th grade.
But the governor says if Michigan can advance into Stage 5 by the fall, the so-called COVID containment stage, such choices would be up to each individual school district. By the way, the governor said she is asking the Michigan High School Athletic Association to consider the postponement of traditional fall sports until next spring. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.